It's Central Time. I'm Gene Purcell.
And I'm Rob Farah. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll talk with a Wisconsin civil rights activist who will be leading a Freedom Ride tour of key civil rights sites in the South on the 50th anniversary of the Freedom March next summer.
But first, advocates for disability programs in Wisconsin, known as sheltered workshops, say that they're worried that the federal government wants to shut them down.
These programs have been around for more than 50 years, but a growing movement in the last decade has sought to eliminate or phase out these programs and move towards a different model.
Joining us now is Rich Kramer. He's WPR's reporter in Eau Claire, who's worked on some stories regarding this. Rich, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with some of the basics. For people who might not be aware of sheltered workshops, there are several throughout Wisconsin. Tell me what they are and what they do.
Well, they go by many different terms. They can be called sheltered workshops, centered-based employment, pre-vocational services. What they really are is a setting or a facility where people with disabilities, mostly severe cognitive and physical and some emotional disabilities, where they can get together and they can work, usually on piece rate kind of things, like maybe wrapping up a bunch of wires or something. But they basically have a place where they can work at their own pace. They don't have to rush to fill, you know, a certain quota. So they can work at their own pace. But they ended up getting a piece rate pay, which usually equates to sub-minimum wage.
So any sense of how widely these programs are used here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, there are about 80 of these types of center-based employers across the state, nonprofits, some for-profit, but most of them nonprofit. Some examples are places like the Challenge Center in Superior, Wisconsin, where they've got a greenhouse and they grow tomatoes for local grocery stores. Near Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, we've got CRI, Chippewa River Industries, that are fairly well known for making the terrible towels that Steelers fans annoyingly wave over their head. And there's about 5,000 people or so, it's a rough estimate, that could be impacted if there are any changes here in at the federal level.
Now, as I understand it, there is a growing movement to eliminate or phase out these workplaces, but the idea here is to not only just phase them out, but to transition the people who work them into something else.
That's right, and it gets down to the whole the talk about institutional versus non-institutional kind of settings for these people. Decades ago, we had institutions where people with disabilities were basically sent to nursing home facility type things. And there's been a growing movement over time, and both sides agree that this is the right direction for people to be more community-based, community-based group homes, for example. Well, this is another offshoot of that. The movement is to kind of phase out these sheltered workshops and work towards community-based supported employment. So an employer hires someone with a disability for a few hours a week or something where they can interact with people that are, full functioning, I guess.
Now, as I understand it, the pace on some of these changes, this movement has picked up since 2011. That year, the U.S. Department of Justice filed some lawsuits against a couple of other states, Oregon and Rhode Island, to try to get them to make that transition. Why did they file those lawsuits, and what was the premise of them to try to force that change?
Well, the basic premise was that they didn't feel that the states were offering enough opportunities for people to with disabilities to do the integrated employment in the community. The common standard kind of throughout those cases was that people with disabilities should be served in the most integrated setting that is appropriate. The problem with that is, according to the advocates who support these sheltered workshops, is that not everybody can do that. There are some people with disabilities that are so major that they just cannot function in the community. And if these sheltered-based or center-based employment opportunities go away, they're worried that these people will be sitting at home all day. They won't have any type of enrichment beyond, their day programs.
So what's the argument, if you were going to make the argument for keeping the sheltered workshops, what do the folks who make that argument say?
They say that this is the only option for people with, severe cognitive, especially disabilities, that this offers them an opportunity to work and to socialize more with peers and to take some modest income and actually, you know, to be able to work. The idea that everybody likes to work, likes to feel useful, and without these centers, these people won't be able to compete at the level that employers demand outside in the community, and they'll just languish at home.
And the argument for moving away from the sheltered workshop model and transitioning into something else that's more integrated?
Well, the argument for that is that, you know, it's evolution. It's happening. It's the direction we should be going, that these people can be taken advantage of. People that are against sheltered workshops say that a lot of these people are kind of funneled into it or have been in the past, and they aren't really given an option to try going out in the community and working. They're just sent to this one place to work with other people with disabilities. Also, the subminimum wage thing is a huge sticking point for disability advocacy groups.
And have we seen some of these transitions already in Wisconsin?
Well, back in 2009, the Department of Health Services and the state tried to change the definition of pre-vocational services, so kind of a technical way to phase out the sheltered workshops. But there was such a visceral reaction from advocates for these people that rely on this type of work that they backed off. And since then, there hasn't been anything. And right now, the state, according to the statement that I got from the Department of Health Services just this week, all the applications that they have sent to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which gives the funding for these programs, the state says they are not proposing any changes. But that doesn't mean that they won't happen, because the federal government has the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare and Medicaid Services. They've proposed some rule changes, some regulation changes that have to be finalized supposedly by the end of this year. Well, they've got something else that's kind of been a problem for them. That's the Affordable Care Act and the Affordable Care Act website. But the fear is, among advocates for sheltered workshops, is that they could change the definitions and the regulations, and no matter what the state of Wisconsin does, that could be the end of sheltered workshops.
So depending on what happens with these federal rules, we may not see much of anything, or we could see some pretty big change pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, and this has been something that's been coming. It seems like the CMS has been kind of moving in this direction for a while, since, like you mentioned, 2011. But a lot of people are kind of biting their nails and looking at the calendar to see what will actually happen come the beginning of the year.
Well, Rich, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Rich Kramer is Wisconsin Public Radio's reporter based in Eau Claire.